Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, May 22nd, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading in the Big Book on page 99, the first paragraph, after they have seen tangible results through one paragraph ending, lest we pay the penalty with a spree. And the comments will be on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Mary P., the 12 Traditions, Joanne L. The readers of the text are Shelley E., Kara L., and C.K. The share ID for Wednesday, May 21st, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,452. That's 22452. And for Thursday, May 22nd, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,459. That's 22459. And our newcomer greeter will be Diane B. And our announcements person is Leslie M. And thank you all for your service. Thank you. Oops, I pulled up the wrong page. Sorry, guys. Here it is. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning. I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Mary P. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, Mo. I'm so sorry. Thank you for your service today. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I'm recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much, and I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 99. First paragraph down, after they have seen tangible results, and we're reading through one paragraph ending with, lest we pay the penalty with a spree. The comments will be on that one paragraph only. And I will now ask Shelley E. to begin reading. Are you settled, Sherry?
I found a quiet spot, I think.
Good.
Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater, on my way to America's best-kept secret, Northern Michigan. The Big Book, page 99. After they have seen tangible results, the family will perhaps want to go along. These things will come to pass naturally and in good time, provided. However, the alcoholic continues to demonstrate that he can be sober, considerate, and helpful, regardless of what anyone says or does. Of course, we all fall much below this standard many times, but we must try to repair the damage immediately, lest we pay the penalty by a spree. As I was reviewing this paragraph when I sat down, I was thinking about tangible results. I come, my immediate family, I have 3 children, my husband and I, 4 of us are in program. I don't know which one wagged the tail of the dog first, but we did all together come into program, different programs, about the same time. But my, the person I saw the tangible results from would be the person I would call my Evie. And it wasn't the weight loss. It was truly the serenity. It was the calmness in which she was able to get through her day. And all of a sudden, while I had a lot of weight to lose, I wanted that. I wanted what she was portraying. And I guess that goes back to that we might be the only big book that someone sees. Mm. So for me, I went to her and said, okay, what is this thing you're talking about? And I'm really interested. And yes, the weight did come off, but the serenity and the being and relying on the higher power, who was always there for me, I just turned my head away, has been wonderful. So these things will come to pass naturally and in good time. In my family, I work every day, and to be considerate, helpful, regardless, I try very hard not to be the great and powerful Oz behind the curtain, because that is the life I led before OA. But if I do fall short, and I do on occasion, probably more than I even realize, I do try. At first, I take it to a fellow in a 10-step, try and figure out my best move forward. And then I do apologize and am very careful not to say, but. I'm sorry that I did this, but I was tired, but I have to keep that out. I just have to say, I apologize, and I'll try to do better next time. So I'm going to pass with that, and I'm looking forward to what everyone has to say. Thanks, everybody.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much, Shelley E., hearing from the airport. All right, I'll remind everybody where we are. We're on page 99, the first paragraph, after they have seen tangible results, and it ends with, lest we pay the penalty by esprit. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Wendy M.
Wendy
CK,
M.
California.
CK. California.
Janice P.M.
Janice P.M.
Hillary B.
Hillary
California.
B.
Thank you.
That was very nicely done. I appreciate it. All right, we'll go with those four. Wendy M., CK, Janice P.M., and Hillary B. Everyone else mute except Wendy M. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service always, and everyone on the line. The shares are remarkable. So the first word that comes out to me is demonstration, right? So I was a machine. That's how I kept I stayed nice, and I was nice so I could push you away, right? That's how I would manage things. But I had no demonstrations, right? My word and my insides didn't match my outsides, and everybody knew it. Like, what does Bill say? I'm a unwelcome. You know, he's unwelcome at the bars or wherever he is. He's unwelcome. Yeah, and friendships are short-lived because my insides don't match my outsides, because I have never demonstrated. And to demonstrate, it can be tiny. Like, my friend texted me and said, well, I'm not sure I can meet you Friday. I may have to take care of my son. In the past, I would have demanded her, because I'm dependent. I'm demanding her. Oh, no, that's not going to be okay with me. This time I said, I totally get it. Let me know what works. And I'm like, who said that? I didn't say that. God said that. You know, or I use the example, my son says, I'm dropping out of college. And instead of saying what the old, you know, untreated one.
Wendy, can't hear you.
No.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
You can. Yes, that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
cool.
And you were up to your son.
So, yeah, it's just the point being, like, you know, instead of, I can't believe you're dropping out of college, it's how can I be of service? What can I do to help you? And God is working through me. The program works on me. All I have to do is receive. And then finally it says, you know, sometimes we hit below the standard. What I call that is called mistakes. And in God's world, there's no mistakes. Every time I do something that's a mistake, right, that I said the wrong thing or I lied or I ate the food that, you know, I relapsed, mistake happens, that's when I get God. God shows up when we're willing to make mistakes. That's how I learn. God is knocking on my door when I relapse. God is knocking on my door when I treat someone the wrong way because I know I'm doing that. And so when it says fall below the standard, I'm like, thank God. Thank God I'm making mistakes. And not only that, victory over my mistakes are going to be useful to somebody in the room. You know, that's how this thing works. So I just wanted to comment on making mistakes is a beautiful thing. Because that's when God can enter. That's a sacred space. Mm. If we get that we need God, then thank you.
Well, thank you, Wendy M. from Colorado. Up next is CK from California. Good morning, CK.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. This is CK in California. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm an adult child, I'm a codependent, and a love and validation addict. Whew, this little paragraph is amazing. We begin. After they see tangible results, they will perhaps want to go along. Now that line brings me to page 83, which tells me that my behavior underline will convince them more than my words. I have to remember that it's people's lived experience with me that has made them skeptical. Their lived experience of me being an addict. Their lived experience of me being controlling. Their lived experience of me being selfish. Those things and many more have made them skeptical. So they will need to see a consistent change in me. My words will not suffice. These things will come to pass naturally. That line brings me to the nine-step promises, which tells me that if I'm painstaking about this phase of my development, I will be amazed before I'm halfway through. I will see that God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. But I have to continue, underline, to demonstrate, underline, that I can be sober, consistent, and helpful. Now, I'm human, so I will fall short. But I must try to repair the damage immediately or I'm headed for relapse. Bottom line for me with this paragraph is that this is not an overnight matter. Page 84, I cannot let up on my program of action and rest on my laurels. Every day is a day that I must carry my higher power into all my activities. I must always be replacing my old agenda of how can I best serve me with how can I best serve thee. This is the only way I can stay spiritually fit and out of the food. This is the only way I can stay out of active addiction. This must be my new agenda in life, regardless of what anyone says or does. Regardless of what anyone says or does. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for my programs and this book that gives me a design for living. So grateful. This is CK in California. Thanks for letting me share. Peace.
Very much. Thank you very much, CK from California. Up next is Janice PM, followed by Hillary B. Good morning, Janice.
And thank you so much, Mo. And thank you to everybody that shared already. Yeah, my name is Janice PM, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And I live in Massachusetts on the East Coast. Well, you know, this paragraph says it all. I mean, this is the goal. The goal is to be happy, joyous, and free. Well, let me tell you, in my disease for many decades, I was never happy, joyous, and free. I was always searching. And especially in my home, you know what it was? It was a battleground. Because everybody wanted to be in charge. And it started with me. I wanted to control. There was no unity. We didn't have like a meeting and say, well, we'll do this and blah, blah, blah. I couldn't because I was in disease. You know, my actions showed me how I was always blaming you for something, never looking at myself. But boy, let me tell you, this was the prize. When I got into these meetings and studied these steps, God, I found a power that gave me the gift of a spiritual awakening. And boy, did my personality change on a daily basis. Now, it doesn't change perfectly because I still do things in my home with my son, and I did it in my job and in the meetings. I mean, it doesn't matter because, you see, I was always, my actions always spoke louder than words. That's what the paragraph's teaching me. And, you know, I was the house devil, I don't know if you ever heard this, and the street angel. Oh, I would go out and say, oh, what a nice woman she is. Isn't she nice? But when I came home, boy, my husband couldn't even get in the house. And I'd say, you're home? What a greeting. Like he used to say, yeah, well, I lived here. You know, he was disrupting me, whatever I was doing. You know, I was very selfish. House devil, street angels. And not until I practiced these 12 steps on my husband, on my son, started in my job. I wasn't really recovered then. But let me tell you how I did it. First of all, I had to apply the first step that I was powerless over my husband, my son, the people at work, you know, blah, but I was so nice to you because I was dishonest. I was a people pleaser. And then I'd go out, and then the second step, I was trying to be the controller. That's step two, right? And, you know, I had to make a decision to turn my will and their will over to God. That was the decision, and then go on with the rest of the steps to find out about me. And I mean, if anybody wants to call me, I can just summarize each step to see how I went through these steps. And I practiced these principles, not perfectly. I have a short fuse. Thank you so much. And I'm going to just tell you, I have never been more peaceful, more happy, and more joyous today. I'm wrapping up with all the things and circumstances that are going on in my life, and I'm sure in your life. You can be peaceful and happy. And with that, I will pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Janice PM from Massachusetts. And before I take Hillary, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 99, the first paragraph, after they have seen tangible results, and it ends, we pay penalty by a spree. And after I have take Hillary, we will take another lineup. I will take another lineup. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much. I'm Hillary B. in Southern California, a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater just for today. And that just for today has now been going on for over 2 years. And I'm very, very grateful that one day at a time, they actually add up. It's miraculous. They only add up, provided, however, that I continue to demonstrate that I can be sober, considerate, and helpful. So, regardless of what anyone says or does, well, that's a tall order for me. I am sober. Got that part down. I'm abstinent. And sometimes I'm considerate and sometimes I'm helpful, but lots of times I'm not. And especially when I get stressed. And before this abstinence, I didn't realize how much stress I carry. I carry stress like pig pen carries dirt. It's just that I have so much. And it starts with my thinking. And And abstinence really can makes it worse, except I have the solution of a higher power that I can call on that helps me calm down, that helps me not worry what other people are going to think, not worry about honoring my limitations because I might hurt someone's feelings. It goes on and on and on. Fear of missing out. These things that make me feel like I'm still only 16 years old emotionally. I get a higher, when I can connect with my higher power and I can say, my higher power is my source for everything. God puts people in my life when it's time and takes people out of my life when it's time. And I don't have to worry about controlling that. Oh, you know, getting rid of people in my life, or people are going to leave me. People aren't going to like me. They aren't going to be my friend anymore. It goes on, and it's really, lately it's been really bad, really strong. I'm very uncomfortable. My head is spinning, and I don't want to turn to food to soothe me, but I have to dig deeper into the program in order to not fall into the food, because I get to a certain level and food becomes a step up. And I'm grateful that it says we all fall much below this standard many times, because that's me. And we must try to repair the damage immediately. Well, I do my best to make amends. Sometimes the best I can do is say, I'm sorry, especially to my husband, because sometimes I can't go into anything more deep. Thank you so much, Mo. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hillary B. from California. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? We're on page 99, first paragraph, after they have seen tangible results, and it ends with, lest we pay the penalty by a spree. Who would like to share on that paragraph?
Susanna A. from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles.
Joanne L.
Joanne L.
Did you get Nick, Mo?
Who is that?
Nick.
I got, okay, F. Nick F. Okay. Where are you calling from, Nick?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay, gotcha. Nick. Okay, Joanne L. So I have Susanna A, Joanne L, Nick F. Anyone else? All right, we'll go with that lineup. Everyone mute except Susanna. Good morning, Susanna.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh my goodness, I am so happy to be at this. I'm compulsive overeater. I am so happy to be here at this meeting this morning and hear what everybody's sharing and read this passage. And yeah, I'm in this. Hearing what I need to be hearing. I just did my ninth step to my husband, who, you know, had it and was wanting out. And, you know, we're doing outside issue therapy and things. And I was sitting there feeling like, you know, he holds all the power. He holds all the power. And I realized, too, after reading this, it is, you know, I am powerless over my husband. And all I need to do is stay in the action, and I need to stay in the steps and work the program so I can demonstrate, you know, the program through me. And I, you know, I feel really like so grateful there's people to call, and I feel like I'm in the stream of, you know, abstinence, and it's been so powerful, and I see the shift and the change, and it's hard because I know I'm ahead. I'm ahead of the people around me in my own, at least, feelings and thoughts. But I have the wreckage of my past that I need to deal with, and And it's not in my time, it's in God's time. And my only job really is to stay connected. So I just wanted to share that and say thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Susanna A. from California. Up next is Joanne L., followed by Nick F. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Thank you so very much again for your service. And good morning to everybody on the line, and thank you for the shares. I am Joanne L. I am recovered in the state of Rhode Island, and it is a miracle, truly. I just have to bring in about being a recovered alcoholic because it goes with my story. I know the credits don't transfer. However, it's important for me to say, you know, that I've been a recovered alcoholic for 32 years, and it's only because of this program. But it took me the longest time to get abstinent. I'm a single person. I live by myself. I've never been married. I'm 70 years old, and it's just like I didn't want to give up the food, okay? And I just didn't want to do it. And I have a very loving God that I just love so much, and I would pray time after time. And I am now a recovered compulsive overeater, which is a miracle for me to be able to say. So my family, oh, and I just want to say, this is step 12 that we're reading. There's two parts to step 12. The first part of step 12 is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. And then this is the second part. You know, we carry this message to compulsive overeaters and practice these principles in all our affairs. And on step 12 is service. That's the principle, is service. And so my family, when they see me today, they live in another state. They live in Massachusetts. I'm in Rhode Island. And when they see me, they look at me. And I can see that they're looking, and they see a change. I think there's always been a change because of me being a recovered alcoholic. When they get together, they have a great time. They drink. They party. And guess what? It doesn't matter. It just does not matter. When you're recovered, none of these things will matter. They can do whatever they want to do, and it doesn't affect me in any way. And I just can't praise God enough for that. And the same thing with the food. I've been with my family a lot lately, and because my sister was in the hospital. And so I've been going back and forth and back and forth. And I bring my food. I bring tons of food with me because I might have to have my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner when I'm there. And you know, they want to eat it. They want to have it. And they look at me, and they're like, what else do you have in there? Well, you know, that I'm so proud of because I am the demonstrator. Someday, I know that they're going to say, what are you doing, Joanne? We want to do that, too. And if they never do, they never do. And that's a possibility that they never will. But I just have to say, I am just so blessed to be in this program. I've been in it for a very, very long time. Again, you know, probably like around 32 years. And the miracle didn't happen for me with the abstinence until just, you know, this past year. So it can happen for you, too. So thank you, Mo. Thanks a million.
Well, thank you very much, Joanne L. from Rhode Island. And before I take Nick, I'll remind everybody where we are. We're on page 99, first paragraph, after they have seen tangible results. And it ends with, lest we pay the penalty by a spree. And after Nick, I will take another lineup of those who'd like to share. Good morning, Nick.
Oh, good morning, family. My name is Nick, N-I-C-K, Nick F, like Nicholas Nick. Or Nicky in Tennessee.
Okay.
I am.
Nick.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I am a recovered compulsive overeater, like I said, from Tennessee. And I just want to share, you know, I'm shaking in my boots. Like, I come to a meeting, and I need to share because I get to be seen and heard today. one sponsor used to tell me, you know, I would go on and on, and as I was getting free from the food, I would say, man, are you really listening to all of this? And she would say, Nick, yeah, you're important, and you have important things to say. That's very different than how I viewed myself when I was in active addiction, ultimately in this disease the most. I am a recovered alcoholic as well. So, you know, pertaining to this paragraph, you know, tangible results for me can now be seen when I'm no longer living in a fantasy. And see, when I don't know how to feed myself or I think breakfast is just going to come and be there, that's a fantasy. So I don't ever make sense to anyone, anytime, not even to
Nick, we lost you. Press star one, Nick.
I'm here. I'm not sure where I left off, but I think it's worth repeating. You know, I can have tangible results today because I'm no longer living in a fantasy. And for me, being in a 5X and not knowing how to feed myself, not expecting to be grossly, morbidly obese, you know, that was just unrealistic thinking. However, today, you know, like now, I owe somebody on this line an apology because just yesterday, I got into my own, you know, manipulating and wanting to be a con artist of wanting to have them meet my demands. And that shit just doesn't work today. You know, I get to be self-supporting, sure, financially, but also in my thinking and in my acting. And currently what's coming up for me, I have a son with a torn rotator cuff and is in addiction. He's getting 30 days now. And, you know, but I don't get to kill myself with muffins and cupcakes and things I can get through a drive-thru line today. I have to be going to God, meeting God. And, you know, today, it's not a minor blessing or miracle for me that I'm no longer 500 pounds. You know, I'm going on a walk. And someone just stopped their car making sure I'm okay just because of what they see on the outside. You know, thank God today I really do have a banging snatched body. But that's just a small effect of, you know, how am I really doing spiritually? Back then, spiritually, I was in pain, and on the outside, I was a 5X. Today, I have a way of doing things that, yes, I get to admit I'm not going to get it right every time. I drop the ball very often. But thank God I got a starting place. I can feed myself breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a snack when required. Like, this is a miracle for me. This is a miracle. I'm 4 years into this thing, and everything has changed. I'm 45 days sober from killing myself with nicotine. I'm in a program for that. You know, I don't intend to stop ever, and I thank God for this line. And with that, I will pass.
Well, thank you very much, Nick F. from Tennessee. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 99, the first paragraph after they have seen tangible results. And it ends
Vicky
with less we pay
Florida.
The penalty. Vicky T. from Florida. Gotcha, Vicky.
Chanel T.
Chanel T.
In Washington.
Okay, gotcha, Chanel. Washington.
Marilyn T. from Ohio.
Was that Carolyn?
Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Thank you, Marilyn. Was that a T at the end? Okay, I think it was. So I have Vicky T., Chanel T., and we got all these T's, Chanel T and Marilyn T, I think. Anyone else? All right, I'll go with that lineup. Everyone mute except Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. My name is Vicky T, and I am recovered in Florida. And oh my goodness, I'm starting my timer. Regardless of what anyone says or does, really? That's not right. It shouldn't be that way. Oh, I love that sentence. It gives me such freedom that I don't have to harass people. My husband did something. He was wrong. And I didn't have to chase him and tell him that he was wrong and that he had to see the light and that he had to make an apology and that he has to change and that he doesn't get to be angry. He can't do that. He's not allowed. I didn't do that. I used to do that. And the penalty of a spree, for me, it's the penalty of being a crazy person. An absolute crazy person. That's who I was. I was knee-jerk reaction. You do something wrong, and I'm going to let you know about it. And you have to fix it. And I will tell you, I mean, I'm still human, okay? And it says I may fall below the standard. So when he did it, and it happened, I was all adrenalized inside. But what I did is instead of interacting with him, to continue to interact with him, I let him hang up on me. I let him. He did, and I let him. I didn't call him back and say, you can't do that. Not allowed. And instead, I ran to my computer, and I wrote out my 10th step. And my hands were shaking. I was livid. How dare he do this and do that? But I got it out in my 10th step. And God said, leave him alone. Let him be angry. If you let him be angry, it'll eventually pass. You don't get to control it. And you get to apologize for your part. And it doesn't matter what he does or what doesn't do. I heard a speaker talk the other day on an emotional sobriety meeting. And she said that she gives 100%, and it doesn't matter how much she gets back. That's brilliant. And if he wants to go along with my way of life, he sees me doing the whole God thing. He sees me doing the whole program thing. And he dips and he dabbles. And that's okay. I don't have to control that for today. That's a miracle. That's from God. That's not from me. And I'm all excited because this is so new for me. Because I used to have to make him be a certain way. And you know how that worked. I mean, it didn't work. I make him be a certain way in order for me to be okay. And now I can look at what he does right instead of focusing on what he does wrong. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much. Vicki T. from Florida. Up next is Chanel T. from Washington. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you, as always, for your service. I'm Chanel T. I am a grateful and recovered compulsive eater here in Washington State. And this is for today, by the grace of God. Powerlessness and yet tangible results. Unmanageability and yet tangible results. The tangible results could be weight, but most likely before that, because that'll happen. But before that and after that, continuing on, what am I showing in how I act, in how I behave? How am I showing up for life? Imperfectly, I must say, about myself. Quite imperfectly. I do need to make amends here and there, and it isn't that infrequent. I'm not going to do it perfectly. The bedevilments do show up. That's page 52, right? The bedevilments. And what's amazing is that because I'm working the steps every day, every day, every day, and oh yes, I do have to have the food down. That has to be perfect. Meaning as close to perfect as possible to the best of my knowledge and with God's help. Because if I could do that by myself, if I could just be absent, I could just stay away from the stuff that triggers my allergy, hey, no problem. I wouldn't even need to be here with this program, working my butt off every day like my life depends on it. I wouldn't need to be working with others. Boy, would I be missing out on that, though. That's why I say I'm a grateful compulsive eater, because I do get to have this spiritual solution in a very well-defined program of action. But I don't do it perfectly, not talking about the abstinence, the rest of it, the unmanageability of me living in the world, in life, things happening around me or not happening around me. They could just be in my head, and I'm still going to have reactions that are not all that sane all the time, because I'm feeling all the feelings now. I'm not stuffing them with food and food behaviors. I'm not numbing them. I feel them to the fullest now. So being considerate and helpful, being sober emotionally, which I'm not a huge fan of the term emotional sobriety, but I know emotional maturity is something I'm striving for and certainly haven't reached at 57 years of age. I'm a lot closer than I was. When my daughter talks to me, who is 18, about me, about how she feels about me, she doesn't talk about my weight. That's not the transformation, the change that's being done in me that she's concerned about. She's happy for me that over 100 pounds is off and maintained, but I've lost weight through diets. It's the transformation of my personality, which is continual. It's ongoing, and I'm imperfect. Thank God I have a higher power who knows what I need. And I have this program of action, thank you, that shows me the way. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you, and with that, I will pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Chanel T. from Washington. And up next will be, is it Marilyn or Mary Ellen?
Yes. Oh, Marilyn. My name is Marilyn T.
Marilyn.
From Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio.
Marilyn
okay,
T. from Ohio. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for their shares. I get so much out of this program. I just started like 3 weeks ago, and I love Vision for You. I just never wanted to do a phone meeting. And then somebody said, oh, it's great, get on there. And I did, and I thought, oh, my gosh, why did I resist? But, you know, it's all in God's time. I've been in OA for 7 years now, and I've been back and forth with the food and blah, 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 blah. Back and forth and stuff like that. And since I've come in, I've been abstinent. Thank you, God. And, you know, my family, they see how I eat and stuff. And they've come to, you know, oh, well, don't give her that. She won't eat that. And my friends are like that, too. And, you know, the thing is I don't even want the food anymore. And because even when I wasn't abstinent, it wasn't the sugar and flour I was going after. So, yeah, but that's just my story. But, you know, it's funny because my husband, he doesn't work any program, but he tries to eat like me. And then pretty soon he wants me to go to the store and get something for him to munch on and, you know, let him. Or when he gets, like, out of control with things or whatever, I just let him rant now, and I just walk away where I used to want to get in there and just fight. You know, I wanted a good fight, and he wanted to win, and I wanted to win, and nobody was winning, and it was just a cycle. And it's truly God that's letting me walk away, because there's still that part of me that just wants that good fight, but I'm never going to win, so I just have to give that up. And all this is from the program, and I'm still a baby in this program, so I'm learning all the time on different things, and I just love this program in that we're going through the big book. I've always loved the big book. So thank you for listening to me, everybody. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Marilyn T. from Ohio, and thank you for sharing your story. Thank you all for your shares this morning. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Kara L. to please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mel. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you surely will meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.